Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi embarked on a historic visit to the Islamic Republic of Iran after over 30 years of little to no relations between the two countries. The Egyptian president landed in Tehran on Thursday to attend the non-allied summit, where he handed over the rotating presidency of the summit to Iran. Observers say this visit marks a new chapter in the relations between the two Middle Eastern nations.
We are very hopeful that this visit would let a very strong impact and encouragement for the people in the two countries just to get together and to fill the gap which has been open for more than three decades.
I expect that the visit would result into a very strong momentum to the relations between the two nations on all aspects.
In essence, Egyptians from all walks hope that Egypt's new president would establish closer ties with the Islamic Republic and would boost the cooperation between the two countries.
I hope that President Morsi's visit would strengthen the relations between the two countries. Both nations will benefit from boosting bilateral ties.
Under the previous Egyptian regime, the two countries did not have any relations. Iran had cut ties with Egypt following the signing of the peace treaty with Israel, and it is widely regarded that since then, Egyptian governments had chosen to side with American interests against the Islamic Republic, what led to the prolonging of the cold relations between the two countries. But to many Egyptian regular citizens and experts, re-establishing ties with Iran is a matter that makes sense. They want to see ties built on mutual interest and benefit between the two countries that have much in common. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi made it very clear that Egypt, after the revolution, marched to its own drum in terms of foreign relations, and that new directions are going to shape Egypt's foreign policies from now on. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.